Howdy. Welcome to the groundbreaking for the all-new Sol Ross Elementary School. Good afternoon. My name is Brandon Webb. I'm with Communications and Bryan ISD. So excited to have you all here. Thank you for making some time in your afternoon today. It's an honor to have each and every one of you give this time to the district and the children of Ross, who we're going to be hearing from very, very shortly. This afternoon, a couple of items of business here. First of all, where is Jeff Windsor, Director of Construction Services? Okay, so we have him to thank for the fact that it's dry today. But we forgot to ask him about the wind. Jeff, really? So that changes one item that we were going to be doing later, which is refreshments. No one panic, we're still going to have them. They're going to be right inside the building here. So when we're done, please help yourself to some cake, some water. Take away a few goodies to as mementos for the afternoon here with you. So please don't leave without getting a piece of cake and some fellowship this afternoon. We're going to take that right inside so we don't have cake flying through the audience this afternoon. You'll hear from a number of folks from the district today, too, but most importantly, I'm excited to hear from the students of Ross Elementary. It's my pleasure now at this time. They're assembled right over here in the sun. Hi, guys. We're going to hear from the Ross Raccoon Singers this afternoon doing their school song. Ladies and gentlemen, kids, take it away.
One more hand for them. They did a great job. Thank you. I am Amy Drozd, Assistant Superintendent for Business Services, and I agree with Brandon, although I didn't see his hair flying a while ago, so bear with me. I want to introduce some of the very important people here. I hope I don't miss anyone, but I'm going to start with our Board of Trustees that are present. President, Dr. Doug Wunderberger. Vice President, Mr. Trey Moore. Secretary, Ms. Felicia Benford. Board Member, Mr. David Stastny. Board Member, Ms. Ruthie Waller. Sorry, I'm going in the order I'm listed. And Board Member Mr. Mark McCall. There's a few other people, and I apologize if I've missed someone, but representing the City of Bryan, Mr. Randy McGregor, Fire Chief. And Mr. Mark McFerrin, the Fire Marshal. Thank you for being here today. Representing BTU, Mr. Mike Connor. Mr. James Edge from Congressman Flores' office. Thank you. We have two people, and I think I've only seen two, that are original to all of our work, starting with the facility, the construction or the building committee, Ms. Kathy Turner and Reverend Green. I saw him a moment ago. Thank you to these people. They have been very dedicated throughout the entire project, which is now coming on about 2 years, I think. So thank you. Last but not least, this person doesn't need introductions, but I want to recognize Dr. Wallace, our superintendent, my boss, but also the visionary for this project. So I want to recognize him today as well. And I think that's it. Thank you. We'll conclude.
Before I start, I'd like to recognize Trustee John Street, who just arrived. So. Well, welcome. Building a new elementary school is a long process. And in this case, it really began more than 5 years ago when the board, under Dr. Wallace's recommendation, authorized a citizens committee to develop a 5-year strategic plan for the district. From its development, a recommendation was presented to the board and approved to further study how our district's facilities met our needs. From that recommendation, a citizens facilities planning committee was birthed, and among the resulting recommendations of that committee was a replacement for Sol Ross Elementary. Once again, following the recommendations of the Citizens Committee, the board authorized an election to approve the sale of bonds for construction. In support, still another group of citizens formed a political action committee to promote voters' approval of the bond package. Needless to say, that effort was successful, so we are here, breaking ground for the new campus for Sol Ross Elementary School. I was fortunate to serve on each of these committees as an ex officio member and as a liaison for the board, so I have a broad perspective of the path taken, and it's important to recognize the path to get here for several reasons. First, at each step of the way, citizens determined the recommendations to present to the board. These citizens were parents, teachers, community and business leaders, and students. Second, in approving, the board recognized the efforts to develop plans, and more importantly, the body of knowledge developed by our citizens' committees, which made their recommendations valid. Third, the importance of the citizens' contributions to governance of the district cannot be denied. This is your district. While there were at least three separate groups of people who served on these committees, there are several who served on all of them already recognized today, and we thank each and every one of you. There is still one other component critical to achieve our success here: leadership. Without it, there would be no success. And I have to say, the leadership has been exemplary. Throughout the process, Dr. Thomas Wallace has promoted our cause through applying award-winning communication and technology skills. He has been tireless in speaking up for the district at many, many meetings of parents, teachers, realtors, fraternal organizations, business groups, and many others. He has found talented people who have established best practices in securing safeguarded construction methods and favorable cost management strategies. In fact, while other entities have been confronted by rising construction costs due to the proliferation of building projects in the area and the subsequent scarcity of labor, costs for our building projects have come in consistently under budget, allowing the district to address other prioritized needs. So thank you to Dr. Wallace and your team. And once again, thanks to you, the citizens. Finally, congratulations to the students, the parents, the teachers, and administrators who will cross the new threshold of Sol Ross Elementary School's front door. This is your school.
I've got to say, those kids did fantastic. My gosh, y'all did so well. I'm so proud of you. It's a great day to be a Ross Raccoon, and I got to hear them practice earlier today, and they sounded fantastic, and y'all really did a very, very good job. You know, this journey really, it's quite odd that this journey started about almost 5 years ago, as Doug said, and here we are today in this windy day, and I'm very proud to stand before you and just say thank you to our community. Our community is one of the most supportive, educated-minded communities that I've been around. Much of what I had prepared, Doug has already said, so I'm just going to speak from the heart. And that is, I want to thank the community for standing behind our students. This bond passed overwhelmingly 65 to 35, and in these times of economic hardship, it was very difficult to pass a bond like that, and they did. I've got to thank our Board of Trustees for standing behind us, for supporting us. They've done an awesome job of supporting the vision of the district. So, John, David, Felicia, Trey, Doug, thank you. Ruthie, Mark, thank you. I've got to thank two other board members that were here when it happened, and that is the late Tommy Bosquez and Kelly Levy. Both of them as well worked tirelessly
to help pass this bond, and we're very, very proud of their efforts as well. I do want to thank a few other people as well, and that is I want to thank Jeff Windsor. Jeff, where are you? Jeff, we want to thank you so much. You've been a new addition to this district, to our family. I've got to say that we're proud of the fact that all of our projects have been under budget. That is a tribute to you and your staff. Tom, where are you? Tom Wells, better known as Peanut. We're very proud of you. Tom, he's been an addition. They have worked tirelessly with all of our architects. They have watched our monies closely, and all of them have been under budget so far. And I want to thank you very much, Jeff. You've done a great job, and you're to be commended. Thank you. But I also have to thank the only speaker today with hair. I have to thank Ms. Drozd. Amy and her... Amy, you've done a great job watching the money. You're a big part of this. You and Tiffany Lee both were the liaisons, really, between... I don't know where Tiffany is, but Tiffany, thank you. My assistant, who really runs the district. I don't know where she is, but... Okay. But Amy, you and Tiffany, thank you so much, because the way we pay our stuff, it's very quick, and therefore many people want to work with us. So thank you, Amy. I appreciate you very, very much. Yes. You know, this building over here to my right is 55 years old, believe it or not. And I met an individual a while ago that is from our community that said his daughter went to school here 52 years ago. And the new building is going to weather a lot of storms, and the new building is going to weather storms for the next 55 years. And so students, parents, community, you've got to understand this is a historic day in Bryan ISD. Because 55 years ago, before I was born, before all of you were born, and most of us in this audience, this building was built, and it's done a lot of great things. It's educated a lot of great children and a lot of successful people. And the new Sol Ross is going to do the exact same thing. And so it's going to be a great time. And we want to thank Mike Jones, president of Madison Construction. Thank you very much. Mike, you've been a great partner of Bryan ISD. We appreciate you very much. We appreciate your diligence and never giving up on Bryan ISD, getting in the door, and we appreciate you and your efforts. Thank you so much. And then you cannot thank anybody without thanking Christina Brunson, the building principal of Sol Ross Elementary School, and her staff. During this whole process, they were instrumental in passing this bond, going door to door in this whole community, holding a community event. So, Ms. Brunson, you and your staff, I want to say thank you very much, because your passion at the school is evident in the scores, it's evident in the school, and your staff is fantastic. And if you're a part of the staff at Sol Ross, would you please, will Christina stand? And if you're a part of the Sol Ross, would you please, staff, would you please wave? As you can see from the picture, well, if you can see the picture, it will be a state-of-the-art 21st century building that we're looking forward to of possibly putting in some type of a gifted magnet here. This is something that will be fantastic for years to come, and I just want to say thank you to each and every person that showed up today. I want to thank the media for showing up today and giving us the press coverage that we deserve for this, and say thank you to the community. And just say it's been a great, great day. And I'm sorry it's so windy, but it's going to be a fantastic day. And please stay and enjoy the refreshments. And at this time, I'd like to invite the Board of Trustees up at this time so we can do our groundbreaking pictures and ceremony. And thank each and every one of you for coming today. Thank you so much.